This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. We will share with you our toll-free numbers and the Skype username that allow you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Renee.
And Johnson.
That's right. Renee, Kate is joining us here from Anarchy After Dark. Welcome back.
Hello.
So, now, we've got to be careful with Renee because she's used to being on internet radio and not used to having to deal with the
I remember those days.
No, it's okay. I've got some substitutes. I've got What the FBI and Son of a Bureaucrat.
All right, that's pretty cute.
Or What the FCC.
So we will take your calls about anything you want. You remember the days of internet radio, Johnson, because yep. We used to do that a long time ago.
Yep.
Back in the early days of Free Talk Live, you hosted Taste of the Goods.
Yeah, that's right. Actually.
Taste of the Goods.
Yes. And I, you know, like our own Mark used to be called Manwich, I used to be called the Lord of Filth.
No.
That's right. Wow. I didn't even remember that. Yeah, and yours was one of the few internet shows to make the trek to broadcast radio. Taste of the Goods ended up on
yep.
the radio.
Yep.
Long time
ago. Good old Brooklyn Radio.
Do those archives exist anywhere?
Oh, yeah.
They do?
Yeah. I actually
Where?
Have a copy of the website.
Yes.
So they're not online?
They're no, they're not
online.
In your
personal collection?
Yeah, they're in my... Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, and some of them, the audio quality is just so... I've gone back to try to listen to some of them just
bad,
to see what
huh?
it was like, you know. Hey, what was I like 20 years ago? You know, like... And the audio quality is just, it's really bad. Like, really, huh. like, I don't even think, like, I was looking at the, you know, to see what kind of effort would I have to put in to clean some of this stuff up? You know, because I've always thought about putting together just an archive feed, you know, just of me on other shows, just to have, you know, like, hey, like a blog almost, like, this is my audio blog of, hey, I appeared on this show this week, and here's this show, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
because I do other podcasts on occasion. So... that's that. But
it wasn't worth cleaning up, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it was just very, very difficult.
Well,
also,
by the way,
I did another show that was one that ended up on air. Actually, Taste of the Goods, I don't think ever really... I don't know if it ended up on air.
Yeah, you
there
were on
the Scott
WTMY.
And Johnson show.
Taste of the Goods was on WTMY.
Was it? Or yeah. was it called the Scott and Johnson show?
I don't
show
think so. It was Taste of the Goods. I'm 100% positive
okay.
Taste of the Goods.
I would think it'd be called the Johnson Loves Scotch show.
The what?
Scotch!
Oh, Scotch.
Scotch.
She's making a reference to somebody, another podcaster who wrote some songs about me.
Oh, I thought she was referring to the alcohol.
No,
drink.
Mike David from Red Bar Radio wrote a song about me loving Scotch.
It's no, I don't think she knew about that.
Wait,
oh, yeah,
I didn't know that was Mike from Red Bar Radio.
Yeah, it was.
All right. Hey, you can join us here. Toll free. We're not here to reminisce, though.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Coming up, North Koreans are relying on smuggled cell phones to connect to the outside world. We'll give you an update from the secret state of North Korea. But, Johnson, you had something that you wanted to share to start the show out tonight.
Sure. Yeah. This was an article posted by a friend of ours who posted to just sort of a local libertarian social group. And I thought it was a good enough article that this should go out to the wider liberty community. And basically what it is it's how to get freaky without being creepy is the title of this article. And
sexually freaky?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the description. One of the most common questions I hear is, how do I tell someone I'm into them without coming across as creepy?
So, like, don't offer to adopt them.
Right. Like, I'm really happy that you're friends with a chicken. It really makes me endeared to you. Is your family around? I'd like to adopt you. Yeah, you don't want to do that. And talking like that probably is also not a good idea.
Okay.
Rubbing your fingers together, you know, just slowly and while staring, that's not a good idea. Asking girls if they want to go alone for, like, walks with you alone in the woods.
Mm.
Probably not a good opener. That type of thing. So it's a real big fear for a lot of people, especially men. Expressing desire without being pushy seems like an impossible task. And I think maybe for some people it actually might be impossible, but it's worth the shot.
All right.
What is creepy? One thing that makes this difficult is that it's hard to pin down what we mean by creepy. Alex Morgan puts, and I don't know.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you know it when you see it, right? How do you describe it? I would say that. Let's before you go on,
sure.
let's take a turns around the panel here to describe how one knows if one is creepy or if someone is being creepy. I would say that a good sign of a creep is someone who won't stop when told to. Like,
yeah, that's a real good sign.
When the advances are unwelcome.
Right. Maybe they don't realize that what they said could be interpreted as creepy, but then if they're told, hey, back off, you know, I'm not interested, thanks but no thanks, and then they continue with whatever the approach is, then I would say that whatever it is crosses the line into creepy for sure at that point. Yes?
I would give a way more generic definition. And okay. I think my way more generic definition is anyone who exhibits behavior that doesn't endear trust.
Hmm.
And that can come down to your look. You know, just the way you look. People might not trust you. If you're a gigantic, huge dude who looks really, you know, like you got facial piercings all over you and you have a big 666 tattoo across your forehead.
Yeah.
And, you know,
facial hair?
Whatever.
Pencil,
you know,
mustache.
Facial hair is lightning bolts shaved into your, you know, sideburns or what. I don't know.
Mutton chops.
Just all different things. And this is different for different people. But that type of look, it comes off as real aggressive, and so to some people that's just going to be creepy because they're just going to immediately be not able to trust that person. Like, oh, that person must be really aggressive and I can't trust them. Whereas, you know, somebody else, it might be just a dude who talks kind of effeminately. I can't trust him, he's weird, you know, like
staring,
somebody who stares, like I said, just somebody who rubs their fingers together, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know, smells their armpits. That's the example from Saturday Night Live. That girl who smells her armpits was a creepy girl.
Normally, you don't hear creepy applied to females. Is that unfair?
I don't think that's necessarily true. There's there are some creepy females.
Yes,
out there.
I'm not
there
saying there aren't. I'm just saying normally you don't hear it associated with.
It's not as common because girls love to call guys creeps as opposed to guys who just love to get in girls' pants.
I'll call girls creeps.
Yeah,
I've been creeped on by girls.
Right.
And I find it even more alarming than getting creeped on by a guy.
But there's guys out there who are like, she's creepy. I've got a chance.
All right. So, Renee, how would you define creepy?
I guess, like I said, when the advances are unwelcome, I once had a guy come across. My boyfriend had just walked out of the room, and he came across the room, sat a little further than, like, next to me, but on the couch, like, still parallel. I don't know.
It was across from you, right?
No. He came and sat, like, what's the word? Like, horizontal.
Yeah. Next to you.
Not right next to me. He was down a little lower, like, on another chair, and I was on the couch. And
he put his legs up on your knees.
No. So, I was wearing a skirt, but I was also wearing tights, but I pulled my legs up, because it was, like, late at night, and I was, like, getting comfy. And he was, like, trying to look up my skirt, and he sent me a message that
you
said...
You could tell he was trying to look up your skirt?
No.
You didn't know until he sent
you the message. Yeah, I was looking at my phone, and then, ping, I like the view from this angle. And I'm like, whoa, awkward, and like, wow, the audacity, since my boyfriend, who's, like, way bigger than you, had just walked out of the room, like, you're out of your mind, dude. Awkward.
Did you write back? Or did you ignore it?
No, I screenshotted it, and I then proceeded to send the message off to the other ladies in the building.
Did you cross your legs at that point?
No, I got up, walked home, and changed.
I see.
And came back. I went home and put on pants.
Gotcha. All right, that's a good example of creepy.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, well.
So where was this story from, Johnson? Where are you writing this?
I originally found this actually on a Facebook group.
Okay.
You know, the story itself is from Charlie Glickman, PhD, which was posted on MakeSexEasy.com.
All right. I want to hear more about it here in moments. And also, are there people out there who have been creepy? but have managed to uncreepify themselves. Is that possible?
Good
question.
Can
you unlearn creepy?
Unlearn what you have learned.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, I want to hear more examples of creepy girls. Like, what is that all about? It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number that allows you to join us here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about creepiness. And what sparks the conversation is the story, Jonathan, that you're sharing with us
from
about
the internet.
What was it? How to get freaky without being creepy? Was that the title?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
so it sort of spawned a conversation about what is creepy. How do you define that? We've talked a little bit about that. Maybe you want to share your thoughts at 855-453, or you can Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. And what about women, you know, female creepiness? What is that like? Because normally you hear it associated with male behavior, but certainly women can be creepy too. So have you been a creep? Have you graduated from creepiness? Did you have to like take a course to understand why you were being creepy and then change how you behave? So any comments on the matter certainly are welcome here. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Renee.
And Johnson.
And you can do your online shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com. That will take you to links to Amazon, Amazon UK, Canada, and Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. It is that simple. So get your shopping started at shop.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We'll start with Connie in Holland. Is this Connie in Holland where? Holland the country or Holland, Michigan?
No, Holland's a country.
Okay, very good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello, am I on?
You certainly are. You're on the radio right now.
Yeah, because here I receive it like 10 minutes later. Okay, am I on?
You are on the radio, so go now.
Okay, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Is this Michael? Am I on?
No. Michael who?
Well, am I not calling to the show?
You are calling a show, but I don't think you know what show you're calling, do you? Which show do you think you're calling?
What really happened?
Nope, sorry, you're not on that show. But we'll take your call anyway. So what did you want to call about on what really happened?
I wanted to tell about the politician we had in Holland, Pim Fortuyn.
Okay, tell me about him.
And so he was a professor in politics, and he was studying... He was a professor at the university in Leiden, and he came out like Donald Trump and threw out all the truth, and everybody was very much in tune with that. And then the war started just as mean as they do right now with Donald Trump. And they didn't give him any protection. And finally, he was going to be the prime minister of Holland because, you know, 80% of the people were backing him, and they shot him.
When was this?
This was, I think, I'm trying to see. I thought that was in 2003, if I'm not.
So are you suggesting that Donald Trump is due for a shooting?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, that it reminds me so much of what happened here. And, of course, I'm afraid for Donald Trump.
Well, it should be concerning, too, because there's a large petition going on right now for the next Republican National Convention to be allowed to carry firearms into that building.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, a huge petition, like 30,000, 40,000 signatures so far.
Well, they should be able to, shouldn't they? I mean,
sure, but
right
to bear arms. Certainly could potentially end up being a dangerous situation.
Yeah, May 2002.
Well, thank you, Connie, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Donald Trump, you know, it's hard to feel sorry for Donald Trump. I don't think that people attacking, not physically, but people, you know, making fun of him or being mean to him. Look, the dude's a mean guy. I mean, he's not exactly Mr. Nice Guy, right? So you put it out there, you better be able to take it.
Although I do think that it would be interesting to have the Republican National Convention have, you know, thousands of armed people allowed to be at that convention where there have been, you know, instances of violence that have occurred at Trump rallies so far, because it would certainly prove that...
But not by Trump supporters,
no,
right?
But what I'm saying is that having thousands of armed supporters there, if someone were to try and execute an act of violence against Donald Trump,
I see,
it would show how potentially safe an environment could be made by thousands of armed private citizens, which
no
is
doubt.
Something that, you know, a lot of liberals say, that's just a fantasy. They're in fantasy land, you know, for thinking that you could stop a terrorist or stop a armed shooter or, you know, whatever. And I think the fantasy is thinking that you know, thousands or hundreds of armed people couldn't stop them.
Well, I think that if you get the jump on somebody, it doesn't matter what you're carrying, right? Like if somebody's got a bomb,
sure.
If somebody's got a bomb strapped to them and you don't know because it's underneath their jacket,
sure,
or whatever,
yeah,
and then they just set it off, then your gun isn't going to do anything.
Right.
But it certainly could help in a hostage situation. It certainly could help in a situation where someone draws a gun and attempts to shoot at someone. So having a gun is better than not having one, especially when you need it.
It would certainly be hard to get a jump on someone from a distance. You're not going to quick draw a pistol from across the stadium or something like that. That's
right.
That doesn't seem to make too much sense, you know.
Well, and you know, we're here in New Hampshire, where pretty much anybody except felons can carry a gun.
Right.
And it's one of the safest states in all of the United States. And I'm pretty sure the Republican convention here allows guns to be carried. You can even carry guns in the state house.
I bet in a lot of states.
And drop them.
I bet in a lot carrying dropping them.
Bad idea. Yeah.
This adds to my point. I bet in a lot of states. Even carrying a gun would be considered creepy. And in New Hampshire, dropping a gun is definitely considered creepy.
It's certainly a bad thing to do, a very dangerous thing to do. You're referring to one particular politician, I believe, Renee, who actually did do that.
One creepy politician.
Yeah. So back to creepiness. That's what we were talking about. What does it mean to be a creep? And how can one be, what was it, freaky without being creepy?
Yes.
That's the thrust of the story here.
So this person, I don't know who this is, that you just referred to in the article, Alex Morgan, points out that in sexual contexts, creepiness is being inappropriately physically or emotionally intimate for the situation, the connection, or the setting.
Okay.
It's going past whatever the line is in the circumstances.
That's a good description. Of course, where is the line? It depends, right? And on the circumstances.
Right. Like when you're hanging out in a place and you say, the view is really nice, that's probably
inappropriate.
Crossing a line.
Right.
The challenge is that it's not always easy to know where the lines are. They change frequently, and what feels okay for one person or in one situation won't feel okay for someone else or in a different situation.
Right. If you're dealing with, if that line, which Renee told us about, she was delivered to her via a text message when she was in a room full of people by someone with whom you didn't really have any kind of significant relationship, right, Renee? Like, you weren't this guy's friend or anything like that, although he appeared to have your phone number at the very least.
No. It was a Facebook message.
Oh, Facebook message. Okay. So, yeah, not even close to friends with this guy. He sends that to you. It might have been different had it been like a real close girlfriend of yours. Like if one of your close girlfriends said that to you jokingly.
Yeah, I
would have
just pulled down my skirt.
Right.
Nice shoes. Want to FBI the FCC?
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREEZE. We'll talk more about the circumstances, and you can share your thoughts here with us. And Donald Trump, creepy or not, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, an update from the crazy state of North Korea. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Renee.
And Johnson.
And Johnson, you're telling us about a story, how to be freaky without being creepy. What was it again? How to
be freaky without being creepy. You got it right.
Okay, all right. So tell us more
about
that.
Like, here in the United States, Kim Jong-un might be considered creepy, whereas over there, you know, maybe he's...
Like he's
a god.
He's a god,
yeah.
You know?
So. Right. So, yeah, it does depend on the culture. It does depend on the circumstances.
A creepy god.
A pudgy god.
Yeah. So we covered that... creepiness being, their definition being inappropriately or physically or emotionally intimate for the situation, the connection, or the setting. It's going past where the line is in certain
right, so one statement would not be creepy to one person who might be a close friend or a confidant.
Right.
Another, while the same statement to someone who you barely know could absolutely be considered creepy.
Right. The challenge is that it's not always easy to know where the lines are. They change frequently, and what feels okay for one person or in one situation won't feel okay for someone else in a different situation. When you combine this with the cultural rules that say that you're supposed to keep moving forward until the other person tells you to stop, you're guaranteed to end up going too far. And while that's certainly more common for men, I've seen plenty of folks of other genders do it too. Unfortunately, a lot of people are so scared of crossing the line and being creepy that they squash their erotic energy. Their desire to be a safe person results in their hiding their sexual desire. And when you make your sexual desires invisible, it's difficult to be surprised when people have no idea that you're interested in them.
Mm-hmm.
Expecting someone to know what you want when you ask them out or when you're doing your best to hide your desire is a recipe for resentment. I see this a lot in men who say that they're nice guys, and they don't understand why they can't get a date. So this goes on, how to get freaky. It seems like it's an either or. Either you're pushy and creepy, or you're friend-zoned. Fortunately, there is an easy way to step out of this false dichotomy. You'll have to adapt this to each situation and each person, but there's a formula for creating an enticing invitation. It'll help you put out your desires. It'll help you put your desires out there while also showing that you value the other person's consent and boundaries.
All right. Let's
Step one, start with an if statement. If you're available, if you're in the mood, if you're interested. Step two, add a statement of your desire.
If you're interested, I'd like to.
Yeah, I'd love to go out to dinner with you, or I'd love to go out for dinner with you. I'd love to kiss you. I'd like to try that rope bondage thing we learned on that website.
Oh.
Put them together, and you get something like this. If you're available, I'd love to go out to dinner with you. If you're in the mood, I'd love to kiss you. If you're interested, I'd like to try that rope bondage thing we learned on that website. The if part is how you show that the other person's desires and consent are important. You're demonstrating that you only want to do it if they want it.
Okay.
If they don't, then you don't.
Opposed to, I'd like to tie you up tonight.
Right. That keeps you from coming across as creepy. The statement of your desire is what shows your interest. It's a bold statement which keeps you from desexualizing yourself. Make sure you don't turn it into a question. If you're in the mood, may I kiss you? Do you see how much weaker that is? It's not as interesting as a bold invitation, and it's an unnecessary because the if statement already demonstrates your commitment to their consent. This guy goes on, I use this formula all the time. I use it with established partners and people I'm flirting with. I use it in work settings. If you're available next week, I'd like to schedule that meeting about the project.
Neat.
And I use it when I'm asking someone out. Whenever I want to ask someone to do something and I'm not sure how to phrase it, I'll go back to the invitation formula, and it hasn't failed me yet. That doesn't mean that I always get what I want. That means that it helps me to figure out how to ask for it.
And he goes, without stepping on toes, without creating weird feelings.
Right, exactly, without being creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Four possible replies. When you offer someone an invitation, whether it's for a first date, a first kiss, or anything else, there are four general categories of responses. First, they might say yes. That might be all you need, or it might be the start of a conversation about where to go for dinner, or what rope bondage technique to try. So you need to be mindful of the next steps, especially with a new partner who you might not read as well as you'd like. Second, they might say no, and it's important to try to view them as declining your invitation rather than rejecting you. Having an invitation declined will be disappointing, but people say no for lots of different reasons, many of which have nothing to do with you. The more you demonstrate that you can receive that gracefully, the better. In some situations, it allows you to leave the door open for a future interaction. In others, you build up reputation points. For example, in many communities, your reputation will precede you. When you know that you can take no for an answer, they're more likely to say yes. This is especially true for men who want to approach women. Trust me, women talk with each other about these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Let's go to your phone calls here, and we'll continue. John is on the line in Aruba. John, you're on Free Talk Live, listening online.
I got on. They're both on. Hello?
Hey, John.
Hi. Hey, wow, it's such an honor. I can't believe I got on when both you, Alex, and David are both on. This is great, and it is a really short wait, too.
We must have some really crossed lines here tonight.
I think the board office is not getting things right.
Yeah, I don't know if the board office is telling our callers what show they're calling, but those names are not on the show that you just called. So, sorry about that.
Well, this is Glenn from Philadelphia anyway, and I'm just yanking your chain.
Oh, okay, thank goodness. Okay.
Glenn, yeah, it's a global conspiracy what you're doing right now.
I know it's Ian's back from banishment, and Big is here, and some ladies too, right?
Oh, hey.
There's a lady here, yes.
She's a resident expert on the lizard Jew aliens.
Oh, okay.
This is our David.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Go ahead, Glenn.
Actually, about this, you know, as an elder person, like over I guess, a century old, like first of all, you need to translate. Does freaky just mean expressing romantic interest in a member of the opposite sex? Is that what that is?
I think it means actually.
I don't generally think that's
exactly
what freaky means, but it seemed to have been that in this article.
Freaky means, you know, actually, you know, completing that romantic interest, I think. Not just expressing it, but
sure.
Actually.
Okay, so
going
so
there,
wanting
getting
to
down.
Consummate, okay, like a one-night stand on first meeting?
Thank you, consummating. That's the word that I was looking for that my brain wouldn't serve up.
Yes. And one does not endear respect, one engenders respect. But that was from way early. But anyway, you know, so anyway, someone had said something about endearing respect or something, or trust. One engenders those.
Yep, engendering. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yes. But anyway, wow. See, because I think maybe part of the problem here is maybe too much emphasis on, like, physical, too. Like, how about, like, is it really, like, okay, were we talking about people who don't know other people and are trying to get them in bed, right?
Because no, this is
not
different.
Necessarily.
No.
It's just there are a certain class of people that just, when they go to approach to get physical or to go beyond or to establish,
or just ask for a date,
that kind of connection, they just come off as creepy. And it's about the creepiness factor that's important.
Well, are you familiar with the terms like incel and Chad? Because like I surf a board.
Incel and Chad?
Yeah, incel, because I didn't know what they were talking about anyway. Chad is like the major cool dude who's, you know, big man on campus, not, you know, the
Chad Vader.
That's a Chad. That's a Chad. And an incel is an involuntary celibate. And that's from like the one blog, you know, a fairly well-known blog forum that I, of crazy people that I study and participate
like
in.
Like an asexual.
It's just across the board weird. Everything from the Biru to sexual stuff to recipes. I mean, there are, these people are all over the map. It's interesting. It's a real mishmash of the whole human condition.
Well, an incel wouldn't be an asexual. An incel.
No.
You said involuntary celibate. That would mean someone who wants to have sex. Hold on, Glenn. That would mean someone who wants to have sex but is not having it.
Right.
As opposed to an asexual is someone who is not interested in sex.
Right.
The toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll see if Glenn can sort all this out here in moments. And you can join us on the radio. Talk about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Sorry to anybody listening on the internet there. Apparently the network came back from their commercials about 30 seconds too early. So anyway, here we are. It's Ian with you.
Renee.
And Johnson.
And we invite you to our website. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features waiting for you there on the site. They are completely free. And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help us out, you can actually join the AMP program. And that makes a big difference for us when you do that. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP, like Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month, and that's money that we invest into the show so we can get on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So drop on over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can AMP with any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right through our website, and you can also use Bitcoin as well. So once again, it's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Glenn. He's in Philly, and we've been talking about being freaky without being creepy, or rather, how to advance right. Your relationships, not just sexually, not just the freakiest of sexuality, but just even asking somebody out, or as the author points out, asking people in business to do things for
sure.
You.
I really want to know, though, is what Glenn is wearing.
Go ahead, Glenn.
Khakis.
She sounds hideous.
Now, shouldn't you have said, Glenn, if you're interested, I'd like to know what you're wearing? Because that's the approach, right? The guy recommends saying, if you're whatever, I'd like to, and then just sort of let it get out there. Anyway, Glenn, go ahead.
Well, I'm at work, so I have to keep my coat on over my French maid outfit, but other than that, like back home, it's fine. But 5'11", 250, 55, gray hair, crew cut, wiring glasses, French maid costume.
Nice.
Nice. Well, thanks for the visual.
All righty.
jeans, button-down striped shirt, but not.
All right.
But anyway, I just don't understand. The overarching question here that's perennial, it's intergenerational, is why is this so hard? Why should this be so hard? You know, seriously, if you apply for jobs, you know, you're going, okay, you know, I get a job. You fill out a bunch of applications, circulate a bunch of resumes, and rejection doesn't, you know, beat you down that bad. It's like, okay, I didn't get this one, didn't get that one. Go, bing, got this one over here. Cool. Okay, same kind of thing. I mean, I'm just thinking some of the old cliches, truisms, you know, still pertain, you know?
Well, some guys aren't afraid of rejection. It's not rejection that's the problem. It's that they they aren't necessarily afraid of the rejection. They just come off as creepy, and they just continue to get rejected, you know?
Well,
so it's not necessarily the rejection that's the issue. I mean, I think it yeah. might be part of it, but...
So, but for me, it's the opposite. Like, I'll get too nervous, and I'll backpedal and be like, so, if you want to, maybe sort of kind of hang out, maybe, if you want, yeah. right, and then it bombs.
Yeah, yeah, those two hesitant, yeah, but, so I take it you guys have determined from a study of your listener demographics that you have a large percentage of these people listening to the show, right?
No. Well, we do have mostly male listeners sure. to the show, but I think everybody struggles. I think at least a lot of people struggle with this. I don't know, you know, what the percentages are, but everybody's been in a situation where they feel uncomfortable talking to another person.
Or even, I've probably been creepy. Like, there have been times where I'm like, I don't know how to talk to this person. So, I'll just stalk their Facebook and their entire life, so then I'll know what to talk about. And then I'll know all about them.
But then it comes off as creepy, right? Because you know so much about them. How could you know so much about them?
Right,
and
exactly.
You've never talked to them
so before? It goes from journalism to creepy.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here. A walker by just said hello. I felt compelled to say hello.
Glenn, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. You go have your chat there.
All
right, yes, we will.
Right. Toll free number here. Bye, Felicia.
Toll free number here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, you were telling me last night, Renee, that you've got this event coming up. You're putting together a rave that you're throwing with a friend in New England in a few months, and
it's in Randolph, Massachusetts.
And there's a disc jockey or a DJ.
DJ Cyril! Joel Hughes, DJ S3RL.
Who you are a huge fan of.
Yes.
And,
now I know where this is going. Stop.
And you're super nervous. No. You're super nervous about meeting him, right? Like,
yes.
I don't think you even... You don't even know what to say, right? Like, because you're so intimidated by meeting this person.
I feel like it's going to be a scene from South Park where Wendy says hello to Stan and Stan throws up. Like,
except you would be Stan.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Like, what happened the last time I met him, I had like 2 seconds. I saw him 3 times. The first time I saw him, did a double take, stood there like a deer in headlights, and then ran away because I was so scared. Like, he waved at me and I ran away like an idiot. And then the next time I saw him, I started crying and could not stop crying.
This is probably an extreme version of this, right? Where she wouldn't.
This is an example of a female being a creep.
Okay, there we go.
That was a tweak, man. Like, I can't help it. I just started crying, and then he hugged me, and then I'm like, my world just like shook, and I was like, ah! And Ian's like, are you serious? Like, stop being totally gaga over this other guy, okay? Like, it was really awkward.
I don't know if there's a solution to that besides just going and trying to talk to this person, but if you're so intimidated, then you're going to feel like everything you say is going to be wrong.
I'm sweating right now even thinking about it. Like, I'm terrified. I'm so scared. I'm going to look so stupid, and he's going to think I'm so weird. But, like, I'm a different level of creepy. Like, I named my dog after his baby. I found out what his baby's name was and named a dog after it. Like, I'm a bit ridiculous. Don't be Renee.
No, in his case, don't you think that he deals with that all the time? Like, this is
probably not. He's like low-level celebrity.
He's got to have fangirls just like you, right? Like, you're not the only girl. I mean, I don't want to make you feel like you're not the only one, but you're not the only girl.
I don't know. My brother was a huge fan of Cyril, so.
There you go.
Like, right? Ridiculously, you know, so.
I hope so. Scared.
So I just gave that as a most extreme example of this circumstance. Most of the time, you're able to talk to the person. You're just not sure what to say.
Right.
And I like this guy's suggestion. If you're interested, I'd like to go on a walk with
right.
you or go to a dinner.
I mean, I think that there's still ways to get rejections, and I think that there's still ways that even that particular phrasing could come off as creepy. I mean, there's still ways to cross the line even
sure.
with that.
Sure. If you're interested, I'd like to tie you up would probably be...
Or, you know...
Unless you're at an
S&M conference. If you're interested, I'd like to have your babies. You know, right. would be an inappropriate thing for Renee to say, Cyril. You know,
right.
that would be not something you'd want to say on the
The only guy I would have is babies.
Getting real creepy.
Those would be beautiful babies.
All right, let's hear more of this.
Yeah. Okay, so... this, you know, when they say no, this declining, right? It's important to view this as them declining your invitation rather than them rejecting you. Having an invitation declined.
It could be them rejecting you, but, you know. The first rejection, you know, give them some time, maybe try again, but not immediately.
Having an invitation declined will be disappointing, but people say no for lots of different reasons, many of which have nothing to do with you. The more you demonstrate that you can receive that gracefully, the better. In some situations, it allows you to leave the door open for a future interaction. In others, you build up reputation points. For example, in many communities, your reputation will precede you, and when people know that you can take no for an answer, they're more likely to say yes. This is especially true for men who want to approach women. Trust me, women talk about each other, talk with each other about these things. Even more importantly, when you think of a declined invitation as a rejection, you set yourself up for a shame spiral. That makes it much harder to try again with someone else. One of the best ways to keep that from happening is to thank the other person for telling you. Yes, I mean saying something like, thanks for telling me. Thanks for letting me know. Thanks for taking care of yourself. I know it can be really challenging to do that when you're feeling disappointed, but it's important because it has a few positive effects. First, it shows that you can handle it. Sometimes that means that the other person will be more open to accepting an invitation from you in the future. Sometimes it helps you build a positive reputation in your community. And, perhaps most important, expressing gratitude often makes it easier to not take their response as a rejection of you. The third possible response they might have is a counteroffer. Maybe they'll suggest a drink instead of dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Or they might want to go to a movie instead of a football game. A counteroffer is great because it means that you can look for the overlap in what you each want to do and try to find something that you're both a yes to.
That's a good point. You're negotiating at
right.
that point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the final way they might reply is with a request for more information. What kind of restaurant do you want to go to? Which rope bondage techniques are you curious about? In these situations, there's still plenty of room to negotiate, so it's a start of the conversation. But it's also an opportunity to look for the overlap between what you want to do and what they want to do.
This is useful stuff, Johnson. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and this is something that I think a lot of people can relate to. I mean, who hasn't been in an awkward situation, whether it was your intention to be in one or not? The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. If you want to give us examples of creepiness, and maybe you've overcome being a creep, it's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.